Hello, and thank you for joining us on Weekend Warriors Hockey, the official podcast of the Weekend Warriors Adult Hockey Academy. I'm Austin Holthouse, and co-hosting with me are Weekend Warriors Adult Hockey Academy founder, Rick Parisi, and Weekend Warriors Adult Hockey Academy head coach, Rob Boyle. Please subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts or wherever you may get your podcasts. You can also listen to us on our website, weekendwarriorshockey.buzzsprout.com. Welcome back, everyone, to Weekend Warriors Hockey. We're so glad you're joining us. I'm Austin, and joining me today are Rick Parisi and Coach Rob Boyle. Rick, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good, Austin. How are you today?
Excellent. Thank you. And Coach Rob, how are you doing today?
Great as always. Thank you very much.
Awesome. Okay. Well, for everyone out there listening, it has been a couple weeks since we posted a new episode, and we're getting towards the last few days. We're about 10 days out from the end of May and into the beginning of June, and rinks all across the states are starting to open. I'm not quite sure what's going on in Canada, but we here in Florida, we've got some rinks that are opening up for stick and puck, and hopefully in my rink, we'll be playing some pickup games and get ready to resume the season sometime around 1 June. So it's very exciting for all of us that play ice hockey to get back out onto the rinks. So with the rinks opening back up, we are hoping that Rick and Coach Rob will be able to start traveling again. So we'll probably start going to a every other week releasing of a podcast just for listeners out there to be aware of. So today we wanted to talk a little bit about sticks. And sticks may seem like a pretty simple topic, but once we started talking about it, we realized there's quite a few things you need to consider if you're going to purchase a new stick, especially if you're new to the game and you don't really understand a lot about what you like in a stick or what you want to get out of a stick. So if you're a new player looking for a stick, this could provide you quite a bit of information, or maybe even kick in some questions that you might have that you can just let us know as you listen to this. If you have a question, again, at the end of this, please let us know. And we're hoping just to break down those factors that you might want to consider when getting a new stick. So we're going to assume everyone here knows if they're left or right-handed. We're also going to assume everybody is an adult, so we're not going to talk about 68-pound 10-year-olds. And we're going to assume everybody's buying a one-piece composite stick, even though you can still get wooden sticks and two-piece shaft and blade combos. They're just not that popular these days and a little bit more rare. So what I wanted to start out with, Rick and Rob, was kind of starting with the senior versus intermediate. With this podcast, we may end up having to break it into two different segments, depending how long this goes. So we want to start out kind of with getting the senior versus intermediate correct. So kind of lay out the terms real quick. What is an intermediate stick? An intermediate stick is basically a stick that's about 55 to 58 inches long, and it's best for players who are about 4'11" to about 5'8" tall. It's longer than a junior stick, but it's not quite as long as a senior stick. So it is a great option for ladies. A senior stick would usually be about 60 inches, and they can go, especially for pro stock models, up to about 63 inches. Rick and Rob, what do you guys see and recommend for senior versus intermediate?
Well, your guidelines are right on. I think, though, it's a great starting point for people, especially if you're starting out, is to use those guidelines. But I think eventually what it comes down to is making sure that you have a stick that feels right. If you're going to go with, like, I suggest, obviously, if you are someone who's just starting out and maybe not, maybe can't shoot the puck all well, which we do get a lot of people at our camps who are still learning to shoot, you might want to go with an intermediate. Intermediate's also great for women. You know, it is important to have the right stick just because it's a tool. It is the next to your skates, which I think are the most important. I think what people most talk about is their stick. Like, what stick should I use? I mean, you go get a pair of elbow pads, right? Oh, okay, they fit. They don't care what they look like. They don't care what color they are. They don't, they just want to make sure they're protected. So, I think sticks get talked about more than any other piece of equipment other than skates. But I think finding the one that works for you is very important. So using these guidelines starting out that you had mentioned, I think is a great start. But eventually, you're gonna figure it out, I think. And if you don't, go to your local rink and talk to your local hockey person there and see what they have to say. You know, a lot of times with senior versus intermediate, there is a length issue, and you talked about length. And we'll get into talking about length here in a second in terms of your personal self, but they're all going to be different. Find what works for you.
Rick, you got anything on that, or you?
No, I mean, there's difference in flex, and I think we're going to be talking about flex separately. So maybe we can revisit that part of it when we get to the flex discussion.
Yeah. So again, the jumping off point here, the idea with the intermediate versus senior is just to, if you're a certain height, it might lead you to those different types of sticks. Within those stick categories, senior and intermediate, it changes all the other things that we're going to talk about. So just think about that basically from a perspective of how tall am I? Okay, maybe I want to lean towards an intermediate. And then we're going to kind of go over how all the other factors that go into a stick may cement your notion that, yeah, I want to go with an intermediate stick. Or no, I think I want to go with a senior stick. Or maybe if you're 5'10", you're like, well, I could do intermediate, but maybe I want to go with a senior anyway. So it does lead into all those things you mentioned, Rick. Especially with flex and some other things like that. So good start out there. So think about if you're new to the game and you're thinking about a stick, senior and intermediate are important to think about. So that leads into several factors we're going to talk about six factors specifically with the stick to consider. So first, at least from my perspective, and I think probably most people out there, is cost. You have to determine what you're willing to pay for a stick. And that will help you determine everything else that goes into buying your stick. You can get sticks that range from about $50 on the intermediate range up to $300 or more if you're going to buy the latest, newest stick from Bauer or CCM, or some places even allow you to do your own customized options on your sticks. So intermediate sticks will cost less than senior sticks.
Right.
Yep. So stick prices are so vast for many factors, including the recommended level of play. If you buy an elite stick, a stick that players in the NHL are using, the same brand and model, they're going to cost more because there's a lot of technology. There's a lot of research and development. There's a lot of materials in that aren't available on the lower level recreational sticks. Again, materials and then weight is a huge thing. You generally can't get a super durable, lightweight, elite stick for not a lot of money. They just don't go together. If you want all those factors, you're going to have to expect to spend quite a bit. And then you have to decide, well, okay, what am I willing to give up? You know, is a little weight okay to give up? But anyway, that's where you have to decide what cost is. And at the end of this, we hope to give you a few options on maybe how to keep your cost a little lower. So I would say your cost is an important piece up front to decide how much, what kind of stick you want to get. Any thoughts on that?
Yeah. I mean, in terms of cost, I mean, first of all, you know, we have players that come to camp that are just starting out, and we have guys that have been playing for 20 years. You know, as you get older, or as you get more experienced, I should say, and as you get better, you know, maybe you can justify a somewhat more expensive stick. I don't know. There's anybody that plays adult recreational hockey that needs a $300 stick, but certainly if you're starting out, there is no need to spend anywhere near that amount of money. You know, you can go on to a Hockey Monkey or Hockey Tron or one of these sites and get something that's on clearance and will fit your needs just fine. You don't need to spend. I mean, I personally probably spend $40 for my stick when I get a stick. I can find them on sale, 2-for-1, stuff like that. So I don't think you need to spend a ton of money. Again, especially when you're not a, you know, very experienced player.
Yeah. And again, we'll get into some of those things Rick talked about how do you find great sticks at a great value. We'll talk about that a little later, but I think cost is one of the most important things you got to consider.
Yeah. I mean, I pretty much agree with everything Rick said. I don't envision, and I don't care how good of a recreational player you are, anybody going out and buying a $300 stick, I really don't think there's a need for it. You know, if you have excess money and you're doing well for yourself in life and you feel you need to have it, by all means, go ahead and do it. But again, it just comes down to what works for you. It may be an elite stick for someone, you get it, but it doesn't feel right. Why did I pay? You know, you got to find what works for you. And I don't think necessarily that I know the $300 stick's not for everybody. So you got to find somewhere in that medium range. And you know, Rick, if you can, wherever you find your $40 sticks, could you please tell me? Because I have never seen a $40 stick. What is it made as a plastic? Is it like a little mini stick you're getting?
You've seen my sticks.
Well, maybe I got to pay attention.
Yeah. Yeah.
It would make sense that it was a mini stick, though, I guess.
Yeah. No, it's, I mean, they'll be like $80. They'll be on clearance too. I'm cheap. So I look for bargains.
Yeah, I got an inexpensive Bauer one time and I hated it. It was on clearance. It was like 2 years old. They still had it. It didn't have a right feel. So, you know, that's the other part is you can get sticks on clearance, but you have to, we'll go into the other reasons, other things that you want to know about, but cost is a factor, not the factor. Maybe for some people it is the factor. That's all you need is a cheap stick. You will find one of those things when you, and we're probably not going to talk about this specifically, but every stick manufacturer has levels of sticks. They'll have a specific type of stick and they'll have three or four different levels from the elite all the way down to recreation level of stick. So you might get the same similar technology, but two or three levels down from the very top of the line. So those are other things to think about as well when you're thinking about the cost of a stick. All right, so let's move on to length. So length, you hit a little bit when you talk about senior versus intermediate, but length of your stick for every person is going to vary. It's going to vary on what position you play. It's going to vary on how you like it in your hands, how far you want the puck away to be away from you when you're stick handling, when you're shooting. So there are some general guidelines with determining what length of stick you want. Again, we mentioned what the intermediate stick lengths are designed for, what height of person. But when you get to senior, if you're 6'8" or you're 6 feet tall, it's basically the same stick, but then you might have to adjust the actual size of it as you go, whether it's cutting it down or adding a plug at the end of it. So you do measure your stick. Generally, it's recommended with your skates on in front of you, and it should be about 1 to 2 inches below or above your chin. Again, that gives you a 2-inch range of basically an idea of where to start. But from there, you're going to have to figure out what you like from that perspective. So longer sticks are going to give you a greater reach, and they can also give you better slap shots. But if you're going to be a stick handling a lot, you might want a shorter one. So you really do have to mess around with that. But be aware, one of the things we're going to talk about as we move forward are lie and flex. If you cut your stick or you lengthen your stick, it will change its lie and its flex. So what do you guys' thoughts?
Yeah, you can't talk about length without talking about flex. We're going to tie them in together, I think, because I don't think you can talk about one without the other. So that being said, I'll go back to one thing that you said. I think where your starting point should be somewhere between your nose and your chin. I don't think you want to go any lower than that. If you're going to buy a stick and it's a little long, start longer and then work your way down. Don't cut it short thinking, I got to be 2 inches below my chin because you heard this podcast. Sorry, mom and dad. you know, you want to start a little longer and then work your way down and see what it feels like, because you do have the plugs that you can put in there if you do go a little short. But if you're paying that much for a stick, start with a longer stick and then work your way down. That being said, I mean, if obviously you're not always going to have your skates on when you're going in to check for length, just stand on your tippy toes. It's about the same. And then never, ever measure a stick. If you have a stick that you use for street hockey that is, say, a proper length, don't use that stick to measure an ice stick because of the different height that you're playing at. I've seen that in kids when I was running a rink, come into the pro shop and they bring in a street hockey stick that they were using and it was shorter. And then obviously when I said get up on your toes and the thing comes down in the middle of their chest, it's not going to work. So it's important. And I say this not just for adult players, I say this for everybody. And I know a lot of our skaters and campers have kids out there. You know, make sure you're doing the right thing when you're doing something like that for length. Make sure that you are, like you said, if you can't be in skates, get on your tippy toes and start with a longer stick and work your way down and see what works for you. Yeah, sometimes it is based on position. I've seen some forwards use some longer sticks. Seen some defensemen use some longer sticks. I've seen them use shorter sticks. I personally go use a shorter stick. One of the reasons I'm a big guy, I like to have the puck when I was playing in close to my body. I was very good at protecting the puck. So I wanted to have that, I wanted to have a shorter stick so I could have it in closer and be more difficult to take away from me. Sometimes defensemen like a longer stick because they use it to defend getting stick on puck, which we've talked about in the past, and kind of really using it as a deterrent. And so you're right. You can be based on position a little bit, and it can also be just, again, preference. I just keep coming back to preference, whatever is comfortable for you. You know, you mentioned long sticks give you a reach and it can even help develop the command and slap shot. I don't agree with that. a whole lot. I think you develop your skills. You develop your skills with what you have. Again, if you prefer a shorter stick, you can still develop that shot no different than you did if it's from someone that prefers a longer stick. So I think that's also important. And I will get into the flex part of it because we've talked about cutting down your sticks. We do have different types of flexes. And if you're going to use an 85 flex, but you're going to cut 4 or 5 inches off, know that it's going to get a lot stiffer once you go to a, and we can get in more specifics of flex, but you know, just be aware that once you do that, you are going to change the flex of the stick. A lot of times on sticks these days, on the back of the stick, it'll actually have lines to show you if you cut it off here, this is what your flex is going to be. If you cut it off here, this is what your flex is going to be. So just be aware of that as well.
And you know, what Rob was talking about in terms of, you know, the length of the stick, and what you want it for, right? Like if this were golf, you know, you'd say, okay, in this situation, caddy, hand me my 9 iron and now I want my driver, you know, obviously in hockey, we're not switching our stick for the situation. So you have to think about, what do you do more of? Are you a guy who likes to stick handle a lot? You know, you're a forward who likes to be shifty and like Rob says, protect the puck, keep it close to your body. Shorter stick is better for that. A longer stick is better for, you know, if you want a killer slap shot or if you want to be able to reach and poke the puck away. So all of us are doing all of those things. The question is, you know, what blend? And so you got to find that part, that point where you say this length works for me for all of the stuff I do. And it's a matter of, you know, experience and experimenting. That's why Rob says, you know, start with something longer, see what it's like. And then you can say, well, maybe I take an inch off of it. Let's see what it looks like. Maybe I take another inch off and see, you know, how it feels. And, you know, until you get something, you feel dialed in.
Yeah. Unfortunately with sticks, they're so expensive these days. You're absolutely right. Start long, maybe play with it a little bit. See if it's working for you. And then if it's too long, then you can start cutting it down. But I definitely would agree. I've done it before. I've cut one down and then be like, I don't like it. I experimented a little too much. So definitely be real careful with that.
Interesting fun fact, when Zdeno Chara came into the league all those years ago, he actually had to get special permission to use a longer stick because there are rules with regards to length. So he had to get special permission to use a longer stick when he came into the league because he was so tall.
Interesting. I didn't know that.
So we did mention that flex is directly related to length. So what is flex? Flex is measured on how flexible or stiff the stick is when force is applied. If you're new to the game, go Google, you know, NHL players with flex and you'll see what we mean by flex. It's almost like a bow and arrow. You know, you pull the string back and you see the bow flex. And that creates a lot of force that's going to be able to transfer back through the puck as you're shooting. So, or passing, what have you. So it's really cool, especially with the new sticks, what they can do with flex. So proper stick flex can increase your overall shot velocity. Again, there's no right or wrong flex. Everybody has to decide what flex you want to do. You know, I prefer a whippier stick. I'm not a small guy. I'm almost 220 pounds, but I use a 75 flex. I like a whippier stick, but I'm not taking slap shots. I don't have time. I don't have the skill to do that. So I'm trying to take quick shots and that works best for me. But everybody has to figure out what that is. So if you're kind of still following along, there's a lot of things to think about. And you do actually have to kind of mess with some of these things to figure out what works. You may end up with a stick for a year that isn't quite exactly what you want because you spent $120 on it. But then you might know, all right, yeah, I definitely want to go down or I definitely want to go up and flex. So,
right.
And so just some general recommendations. You can get this online. You can Google it. But if you're an intermediate stick, you're generally going to be around 55 to 70 flex. And if you're a senior, it's going to be about 75 to 120. So I'll give you one example. If you are 150 to 200 pounds, the recommended flex is 85, 90, or 95. That's generally what is recommended. Again, there's no right or wrong answer. I'm well over 200 pounds and I use a 75. That's just what I prefer. So those are just some guidelines to what you might want to consider with flex. And again, as soon as you cut that stick down, you are changing that flex. You will make it stiffer by cutting it down. So if you know you're going to want to end up around an 80 or something like that on a flex, you got to be real careful with what stick you're going to buy. Because as soon as you cut down that, you know, 60 inch stick, that's a, you know, an 80 flex already, you're going to end up 90, 95 before you know it. So
I was just going to say that to me, of all the things, you know, the flex is the most important characteristic of the stick. And by that, I mean that, you know, like what you were referring to, you know, when you take a shot, you know, you're not just sweeping the puck and striking it. You're generally, you're striking, if you're taking a slap shot, you're striking the ice first, or if you're taking a wrist shot, you're flexing the stick into the ice, building up that potential energy in the stick. So you're, and then when the puck comes off the stick is, you know, straightening, right? And that energy comes out and is imparted on the puck. And that's what gives you all that, the impact of your shot, right? They give all the speed and make your shot harder. So if you aren't able to flex your stick, you're not going to have a very hard shot. In order to maximize your shot velocity, you need to be able to flex the stick. So some guys will come to camp and women as well. And their biggest thing I see is that the sticks are too stiff for them. So either it's a woman with a senior stick that can't flex it, or a guy who bought a stick, you know, cause it was on sale and it's a hundred flex, you know, and then he cut it down. Like I'm 5'8", right? I buy an 85 at the most, sometimes a 75, and then I'll usually have to cut it. Well, if I cut it, it's going back up a little bit. So if I start with 100 and cut it, you know, I'm talking about something maybe having 110 or 120 flex. I'm not that strong. I don't go to the gym every day. You got to realize that these guys in the NHL are professional athletes. Like, you know, they spend a lot of time on the ice and they spend a lot of time in the gym. So they can flex those sticks. Now, if you're 220 pounds, you know, maybe you can flex a big stick like that. And you don't have to cut it if you're tall. But if you're short and you're not super strong, you know, if you're, you know, an older guy, chances are you're not going to be whipping that stick. So like you said, it is a matter of personal preference, but you need to be able to flex that stick. And I don't mean like, you know, pushing on it as hard as you can. You need to be able to push with reasonable amount of force and be able to flex that stick.
But I also want to remind folks, if you're new out there and you haven't bought a lot of sticks, when you go to your local hockey rink or wherever you buy your sticks, please ask them if you can flex the sticks before you do. A lot of them do have signs that say no flexing. And the reason why is they probably have a few broken sticks from somebody leaning on that thing going, hey, I wonder if I can flex this. So ask before you you start flexing sticks in a hockey store. But one question, I want to throw it over to Coach Rob. So it sounds like if I were listening to this and I were new, I would go, well, crap, I just want to get a 75 flex stick and, you know, whatever length it is, because the flexier it is, the better it is for me. What's the downside of that logic?
Well, again, I don't know. I'm not sure there's a downside to it. I just think it's information. It like, if you're going to go with a more flex in your stick, you're going to expect, again, like being a little whippier. I think one thing we haven't mentioned.
What does whippy mean?
Whippy means you'll get more kickback and more, you're going to be able to bend that stick. Like Rick says, right. create a little bit more torque. You know, we've talked about, you know, if you weigh this much, do this one, you weigh that much, you do that, use this one. I think a lot of it comes down to strength too. Like how strong are you? So as we were talking here, I just kind of went on, I was kind of looking around. I wanted to see, I know off air, we kind of talked about this a little bit to see who uses what stick. And I had mentioned Shea Weber in the past. Well, he uses anywhere from a 122 to 130. We all know what kind of shot he has. He's
one of the hardest in the league, if not the league.
And so, you know, someone like Phil Kessel, a 65, Johnny Gaudreau is a 55, smaller guys. The one that you'll find maybe a little bit surprising, Ovechkin, a 79 to 85.
Yep.
Quick release, big guy. He weighs 230 pounds. He's 6'4", you know. So again, when I talk about strength and preference and all this, and that, a lot of it comes down to that. And we could sit here and we can come up with all these factors. And I think it's important to have those factors out there so people can try to make an informed decision. But yeah. You're right. I think feel is maybe the biggest one. And the difficult part about that is you don't get to practice with a stick, but you know, you can find some stores, like you talked about no flexing, some stores, and I say hockey stores, probably more in the north than they are in the south, will have little shooting areas where you can actually practice with a stick. But I do agree with you. If it says, please ask that if you can flex first, because you know, it might, if you break the stick, you're probably buying it. So
you break it, you bought it.
But if you are going to flex it, understand why you're doing it. And I said this before. So a lot, that's the first thing people do. They grab a stick and they get it and they flex on it. But why? So I know they know what they're like. I know what they're doing, but do they know what they're doing?
Yeah.
Do they know what they're looking for? So it's a tricky thing. Again, I think it really comes down to preference, and I'd be curious to know what Chera uses for a flex, but it's just one of those things that it's got to be preference based. And but here's all the information. Go ahead and
Google says he uses a 150.
A 150. Wow.
Yeah.
There you go. So he's a big guy. He's also got a big shot. Now those guys use the higher flex sticks. But doesn't mean they can't get a shot off quickly. I mean, Shea Weber's got we all know he's got a great slap shot, but he's got a heck of a wrist shot and a snap shot as well. I mean, so don't be intimidated by that. But he's also, again, 6'4". He's as strong as an ox. And Ovechkin, we all know what his shot is, right? It's a snap shot, quick release. So he uses that little bit of a whippier stick and he just gets it off so quick.
Yeah.
Two of the things, like, first of all, as far as trying sticks, like, you don't necessarily have to do it in a store. I mean, try your buddy's stick, right? Like, you got teammates.
Yeah.
Like, try to, you know, look at their stick, flex it, and use it. We have people come to camp and we have guys trade sticks, or sometimes the coach will say, try my stick, you know, if they have a different flex. Yeah. And then the other thing, Austin, if you're stronger and can flex a stiffer stick, you're sacrificing power. Okay. In other words, if I'm, you know, 6'4", 250 pounds, and I'm a beast, and I have an 85 flex, I might have a great wrist shot, but I lose a lot of power because the potential energy in the stick is based on how much you put into it and how much it can take. Right. So an 85 flex will only have so much power. For a guy like me, that's all I can muster to flex that. But if I could flex 110, the same amount that I flex an 85, now there's more potential energy in that stick. And that's why Shea Weber can shoot like that, because he's got that stiffer stick that he can flex and then builds up that potential energy that gets transferred to the puck and gives him his power. Yeah. That makes sense?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So I guess we're definitely going to break this into two episodes. So this kind of will wrap up the first part. So if you're listening to this, we've hit senior versus intermediate to decide kind of where you start. And then we've hit cost, length, and flex. And they're all tied together, especially length and flex. And they're all personal. Everybody has to decide what factors they want to take advantage of, to try with their sticks. Sticks are extremely expensive, so you kind of have to make some decisions on what that is before you buy a stick. The other great thing that Rick just hit on was borrow a buddy stick. If you're right-handed and they're right-handed, you should be grabbing one, especially if you're trying to figure out what stick you want to use. And then what we'll talk about next episode, we'll keep talking about that, so you'll hear more stuff about probably about flex and length and cost, because they tie into the other things we wanted to talk about, which are lie, kick point, curve, and then some options that at least the three of us have come across that might help you keep the cost down without losing the advantage of the technology that we have these days with sticks. All right, Rick, well, over to you if you have any updates for camps.
So just a little update. We've already canceled all of our camps through mid-June. And by the time this episode comes out, we will have a decision on the Vail camp. That is going to depend on whether or not the rink is open. After that, we go into July. And as far as we know, you know, we're planning to be on the ice in July. Our first camp will be in Ann Arbor, Michigan, July 16th to 19th. And we're hopeful that things will be opened up enough that we can hold that. And we've added two camps already to the end of the season. Our Lake Tahoe camp and our Shelton camp were moved from April and May to into September. So we got a pretty busy schedule for from mid-July all the way through the end of September.
Awesome. Thanks, Rick. Thanks, Coach Rob. And thanks, everyone, for tuning in. So we'll catch everyone next time on the next episode. And we'll talk more about sticks as we continue to dive into this, I would say, complex topic, even though it seems pretty simple. We hope you enjoyed our episode and are motivated to learn more about how you can improve as an adult hockey player. If you have show ideas, disagree with anything we said, or just want to say hi, please contact us. Simply email us at info@weekendwarriorshockey.com or leave a message on Weekend Warriors Adult Hockey Academy Facebook page, Twitter, or Instagram sites if that's easier. We love to read responses and listener questions on the air. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you may get your podcasts. Share us with a friend or two or three and leave a 5-star Apple Podcast review if you enjoyed the show and want to learn more. Until next time, keep working hard and improving each time you're out on the ice.